We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Santa baby. Slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby. And hurry down the
chimney. I feel uncomfortable.
Tonight. An underrated bop. That song made me gay growing up. It made me gay for Christmas. Hey, girlies! I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to...
I'm Grandmam!
The Christmas special.
It's a Christmas special, girlies.
Woo!
The Christmas special nobody asked for, but you get it anyway.
It.
And no, we won't be saying the word faggot. Well, we might do, but you know the way they did it in last year's in the Gavin and Stacey special and ruined it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they decided to keep it in, the bastards.
Why, like?
Because they're annoying and they're homophobic. Anyway, girlies... It's Christmas time in the city.
I hope you have your trees up. I hope your tree is trimmed.
Mm-hmm. And I hope you've all been good girlies this year because...
That's making me ill. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't want to see any of you disappointed not getting what you want from Santa. Right, girlies. It's Christmas.
Before we get into the Christmassy bits, how have you been? I feel like I haven't seen you. We've been running ragged.
Because you've been doing some days back at the office.
I had to go in for a few edit bits, girlies. You know she's busy. She's busy in the industry.
I've been busy full stop. I have not been busy this year. It's been a busy year
it's
for
been,
me.
Really?
She's been busy, yeah.
Even on the furlough?
Yeah, I've been busy.
Duolingo, I suppose.
Don't do that to me because I've been busy doing a lot of stuff.
I'm joking,
babe. I've been busy behind the scenes because you know what? The fact that I'm not shouting about my triumphs... should scare you because they're going to come up.
Walk hard in silence.
Exactly.
Let your success scream from the rooftops.
That's the thing. Yeah.
The one thing you have been busy with is your fiacla.
Girlies. Right. I went and did my biannual trip to the High Genius.
I just love biannual. It sounds like glamour.
Too. I kind of thought of it on the spot.
Glamour.
I'm delighted with it.
Well, you didn't make it up, but okay.
I know. But I did. But went to the hygienist there the other day because I obviously wasn't able to go like during lockdown and stuff. Anyway, she was very impressed. She obviously knew I was using the Sonic toothbrush. She was like, oh my God, we're using the Spotlight Oral Care toothbrush. And I was like, yeah, oh my God, you want my discount code? But the thing is, I actually love going to the hygienist.
Okay.
Because the thing is, the hygienist is a bit different to the dentist in that like you just come out and like they just make your teeth look stunning or whatever.
No,
you know
I
what
should
I mean?
Know the difference, but you know me.
What? The difference in what?
I don't know the difference between the hygienist and the dentist.
Hygiene, like, one is just going for cleaning.
But they're both a dentist, right?
I'd imagine, now, I'm not shitting on any of the hygienist girlies.
Yeah.
But I'd say that's probably maybe less years.
Oh, really?
For the cleaning. Now, I don't know, maybe the dentist just do the hygiene checks as well. I don't know. Anyway, what I'm getting at is, I rock in, I'm all excited for my biannual hygiene visit.
Yeah.
Anyway, everyone sits me down and goes, you know, puts on the glasses, which I adore, the orange ones. I feel like I'm in a Kylie music video. And she goes, oh, did you read the notice on the website about like how the procedures changed a bit because of like COVID and stuff? And I went, no, I wasn't even directed to the website to read it. I just rang up and said, do you have any appointments? And she goes, oh, right. She goes, we've had to make a few changes. Anyway, none of the tools are being used that she would usually use for a hygiene visit. It was just all done via scraping. 30 minutes of scraping plaque from my teeth. I was up in a heap the whole time. I was kind of like, you know what? The scraper? Yeah, they had to scrape my teeth.
And what would they have used otherwise?
You know, they use different implements, like they'd be using a...
Like power tools.
Power tools. But it was all just a manual scraper. And I was kind of going, well, am I actually paying the same price for this? Because I'm kind of... No, they did come out stunning afterwards and I was weak.
I feel like she'd probably get in better with the handheld.
It does look very clean. Look, down the... bottom.
No, they're stunning, babe.
They do look very clean.
They've never
also
been cleaner.
I'm off the tea for a while, so this is my first record, I'd say, all year, where I've sat down with a mug of water as opposed to a mug of tea.
It doesn't feel right.
It doesn't feel right, but also my teeth look stunning. I'm just doing it for like the lead up to Christmas.
Life's too short for me, girlies.
Yeah, I know, but
I don't give a shit. Do you know what I mean?
Anyway.
Also, girlies, breaking news. Jess is after leaving Little Mix.
Yeah. We're recording the Monday before the Monday this is released, so it's going to be a week old news, which I'm kind of mortified at that we're talking about it.
But the breaking same, though, we same just found out now.
I saw it coming when she was announcing that she was kind of like taking some time out. I was like, well, you can't just come back in and be like,
well, she could, but
she
like,
could have. Like, I wanted her to,
but I knew she wasn't going to.
But I knew she wasn't going to, and I'm just, I think it's as well, it's because this year I became a Little Mix stan.
It. I didn't even like them that much before. Not like I just. It's not that I didn't like them. I just didn't really.
Yeah, I
know
wasn't.
Of them.
Yeah, I wasn't really following them greatly.
But call me a mixer now, girlies.
That's the thing. When I was a mixer, but I'm like, does it work with three?
I say it will. They just split the parts.
But I kind of loved. I loved Jessie.
I loved her as well. But it just goes to show, right? You could be like in a global pop group, like a superstar. Everybody loves you, and I know she got loads of hate online and stuff. But like, you could still not be happy in that environment, so you still have to change it.
Yeah, obviously, it's important that she's doing this because she said she's taking some time out for her mental health and she needs to like assess like what her next steps are and what she's going to do next. So like, I'm glad she's had the sense to like take a step back and do that for herself, because you would feel a bit like, especially because they've tour dates booked up all next year and stuff. You might be like, oh God, I need to just do it and like grin and bear it. And I'm like, actually, in fairness to her, but also...
But it just goes to show, girlies, if you're in a situation in work that you're not loving, take a step back.
If Jessie can leave Little Mix...
You
like,
can leave Abtran.
You can.
Like, you can leave it. If you're not loving it. If you're loving it, stay.
Yeah,
but
stay
if you're
put.
Not, you can go.
Yeah, leave the call centre if you're not feeling
it.
Yeah, but anyway, Jessie, because we know you're a fan, we know you're listening, we're sending you lots of well wishes, and yeah. I just think, you know, like even with Spice Girls, like when Jerry left, kind of went downhill.
Yeah, I don't know, will they bounce back or whatever, but we'll see how it goes.
Even though...
I do love a three.
I do love a three. That's what I'm thinking in formations and stuff.
Yeah.
Not saying it's better without Jessie at all.
No, but like a three is just good like dance-wise for formations.
Yeah.
But then it's like, who's in the middle? I think what they need to do is start off with Perry in the middle.
Yeah.
Leanne takes centre, mid-routine.
Triptych.
Yeah, then Jade takes it for the dance break because Jade's one of the strongest dancers.
Yeah.
I don't get starstruck, right? Yeah. I think I'd get starstruck around Jade because she's a normal gal.
Oh, really?
I feel like she's just a normal gal.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but you're fucking Jade from Little Mix.
Yeah.
Or Leanne or Perry. I get starstruck around all of them.
Well, I was in Hampstead Heath there last week with fucking going on our winter walk. And he was like, oh my God, that's Claire Foy. You're one who played the Queen in the first season of The Crown.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear him properly. And I thought he said, oh my God, there's a clairvoyant. And then he kind of, because he kind of turned around and kind of dodged her. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, why is this so scary? But I got scared too. So I kind of ran away a bit. And I was like, what? I goes, how do you know it's a clairvoyant? And he goes, no, Claire Foy. But I just was screaming because I thought it was. Also, saw Sam Smith last week. We were in Shoreditch House having a drinky. Anyway, I pops to the loo, in walks Sam Smith.
Kevin
I
tried to like, cruise them.
I didn't. I was up in a heap and I went, oh my God, hiya. And then they were like, oh, do I know you? I was mortified then and I just went, oh no. I goes, you don't know me. And I just walked
but
away.
You should. But you should have went, but you should, babe.
I wish I'd have said something better, but I just kind of got... No, I wasn't starstruck. I just didn't know what to say to them. Do you know what I mean? Also, if you haven't listened to Sam Smith's album this year, stunning.
Stunning.
Oh my God, the new album is divine.
Love
and
it.
As well, like, perfect for this time of year for the walks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 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 yeah. I went to Vicky Market on Sunday and I want to listen to it with Sam Smith. Stunning.
Okay.
Yeah, Vicky Market.
Anything else happening?
Anything else happening?
Anything else happening, girls?
I'm trying to think, me looking at the list, do we have any other bits to catch up on? PJ's nails. Girlies,
stunning.
PJ went and got done some gorgy minimalist nails.
Now, I was sent when I came back after I got them done, because Kevin goes, very simple.
Yeah, that's not.
But you need to say very minimalist and bespoke, not simple, babe.
I said very simple in the sense that there's, because I just thought that you were going to go OTT and you'd do something very extravagant. I was thinking you were going to add a few inches as well.
Oh, I couldn't.
I love the idea of it though, clickety-clack and the keyboard.
I know,
work.
But I couldn't be carried with the nails in the gym. I just feel like I won't be able to lift a weight.
But also, I think they are stunning.
Stunning, I do. Check out the Insta girlies, I have it up there.
Have you... That's a conversation for another day.
Oh.
Have you sorted out your toenails?
Stop bringing up my toenails.
No, because you said you've gotten a cream.
They're getting better, yeah. Stop bringing them up on the podcast, though.
No, that's what I said. Will we leave it? And you went, what?
Yeah, but like, you tempted me into that.
No, I didn't. Anyway,
girlies,
the nails are
protect
stunning.
Protect the toenails as well as the fingernails, I'm telling you.
Where'd you get them done? Should we give a shout out?
Nah.
Small business check?
No, they're not small business and as well, it was too expensive.
Girlies, it's Christmas. Treat yourself. Do you know what I mean? It's been a tough year. Treat yourself to some stunning nails.
Let's get into the theme, girlie. Yeah. Because I'm getting into this Christmas spirit.
Yeah, let's get into it.
The theme for this week is... Deck the Halls.
Alexa, play O Santa by Mariah Carey.
I love this song so much.
Featuring Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson.
O Santa, featuring Ariana Grande.
She's after getting a lisp, is she? She's after learning...
Do you know what?
She's after getting a lisp from
you. I think my room is damp.
Oh, really?
That's wrong.
What's going on there? Will I stop this?
Is that broken? It was you.
Why would it have been me?
Take stupid thing. Sorry, but what the heck? We use it once a week for this and I use it for my lamb in the morning.
You be talking the air off her in your room, babe. She's tired.
Here was I thinking I was being the height of glamour by getting, you know, one of the diffuser I have for the room.
Yeah, but that's just making your room damp, babe.
It's just making my room damp. Alexa, play O Santa by Mariah Carey. Featuring Ariana Grande and Jennifer Hudson.
O Santa, featuring Ariana Grande.
She's fixed!
By Mariah Carey from Spotify.
I knew she was alright.
Christmas miracle, girlies.
I think she's just right.
I love this song.
I have to get up.
Yes. Boom, 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 boom. Shka.
O Santa! Came in a bit early,
yeah, you did a bit of fine.
Wouldn't be like me
5, 6, 7, 8. Low sways with the hands. Bring it up.
I don't have a clue with the words.
No. Snow from the ceiling like twinkly fingers.
Make a mind this Christmas night.
A gay man made this beat, I'm sorry. And put together that trio.
Santa's gonna wanna make a mind this Christmas night.
Yeah, that's the words.
Shop a little girls with world. Alexa, stop.
I do love in the song they say something milk and cookies now.
Did she say
or
that?
Or something like that.
Oh,
they say milk and cookies at some stage.
It's a gay bop. Now, have you seen the clip of them singing it?
And they don't know the words themselves.
And Jennifer Hudson
doesn't have a clue
with the lyrics.
But she's giving it still.
She's still serving it.
She's going down in flames, but she's doing it in fashion.
Yeah, she's doing it with style. And as well, Mariah looks at her and I say she's kind of mortified. Because is it Mariah's song, really?
I think so. I think she's head girl.
She's head girl, so it's like...
What are you doing, babe? Learn the song.
She's only going, do you know how much you're being paid for this? You didn't learn the lyrics. That is iconic behaviour, though. Imagine rocking up to your gig not knowing the words.
Not knowing the lyrics.
God bless her and save her.
That song reminds me of our live shows last year.
Oh, yeah. That's where we played it.
Because we used to play them out with that one.
That was our playoff.
That was our exit.
Oh, my God. We were doing
that
the shows.
That was what we played after the standing ovations. Numerous standing O's.
That's what we were doing this time last year.
Sorry, no, but how different is I would Love. Remember the buzz of those live shows.
We were having such a
Now, they were the most stressful things of our lives, girlies, because, like, we planned them. It was just me and Kevin. No one helped us. So we were just,
well,
like...
Well, was there people helped us?
Well, obviously people, like, our friends and stuff helped us along the way. But, like, we didn't have, like, a team. Of, like,
yeah.
We were, like, calling favours and stuff like this.
The worst was, remember... That show that we did.
No, I don't know.
I feel like
it.
We can't
I don't
name
think
locations.
I'm recovered.
But PJ rang me beforehand and was like, Kevin, there's like no equipment. And we were told like that there was going to be. And we were like, what the fuck? And he was like, also like, we don't even have a clicker for the projector. I had to sprint out to every Argos in Cork City looking for a clicker for the projector.
We were dead.
Try and get the show on the road. I was like, honey, the curtain must go up.
We literally thought we were going to be bringing people to a different venue.
Oh, remember we were like, oh, let's see if there's another venue free for tonight.
I was like, we can't text everyone who's coming to our live show. Be like, sorry, girlies, venue girlies. Didn't have what we needed. We're going to a different one. They were like, what?
But also, that would have been kind of
hilarious.
Iconic too. Hilarious.
We're doing live shows in 2021. I'm sorry now.
I know we've harped on about it enough, but I feel like the only reason I want to continue with it is if we do a live show. You know what? The thing is, I love the podcast.
I'm a people person. I need to see people's faces.
That's the thing. And as well, darling, I was born in the theatre. You know what I mean? That's where I learned my trade. That's where I learned my craft. It's where I come alive.
I do like being under the spotlight.
I do.
Contrary to what Jennifer Hudson says in her song, I like the spotlight.
No, she doesn't like living under his spotlight.
Oh, she wants her own.
She wants her own.
Oh, fuck, that's deep.
That's fucking deep,
doll. That's
dog.
Fucking deep, doll.
But yeah, live shows for 2021. Knock them in. Girlies, if you want us to appear in your city...
Tell us. Also...
Help us out.
Obviously, we're going to do... I know this delusions of grandeur now. Obviously, we're going to do UK and Ireland. Are we going to do Oz?
I want to go. I
want
to go for the sun.
I want to go for the kangaroo jokes I can make when I'm there.
Oh, also the outfits that we're going to serve. Very kind of like Outback vibes.
Very. No.
You know, with the hat with the corks?
No, you wouldn't.
With like a camo gilet.
I was thinking crocodile skin.
Oh, no, see, I'm
like
very
fake.
I'm anti that, you see, sorry.
Fake, babe.
No, you said real.
I didn't say real.
But would we be sweating then in the show?
They'd have aircon. We'd only do it with the aircon.
And as well, also on the rider, we'd have to put down some...
gin and tonics.
G&Ts, I was going to say, maybe not for the show, but San Pellegrino.
Babe, we do the G&T before the show.
Oh, yeah,
always.
We do.
Remember that?
That was what I was saying to PJ last year before we do the shows. We were like, should we be drinking before the show? And then I was like, Graham Norton has a glass of wine before every show on a Friday night.
Every time we were like, should we actually be having a drink before every show? Is it going to become a crutch?
Yeah.
And are we going to spiral downhill? And then you would always just go, Graham always has a glass of wine before the show.
And he does, and he's stellar, so.
Anyway, girlies, I'm in the Christmas spirit.
I am, since I went for that walk in Hampstead Heath. It was very, like, Christmassy.
You know, I've seen the shift.
What shift?
I've seen the Christmas spirit come alive in you since that walk.
What I do enjoy at Christmas, even though this whole year has kind of been a bit of a slowdown, but
yeah.
I do like that kind of Christmas lull when people just kind of, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And as well, I've kind of present sorted in bits, you know what I mean?
Do you?
So, yeah.
Fuck, I don't have anything.
No, I don't have yours for your birthday, which is the first of the first. Why are you the first of the first?
It's so everyone
it's
hates
so
me.
So annoying.
Everyone hates.
Because I'm like, oh, I'm sorted with the Christmas gifts, and then I have to look after you as well.
But Jose has to get me a Christmas present and a birthday
one. Oh,
and
a birthday. Why does he have to get you? Could he just get you one?
He could get me one, but it would have to be bigger.
Yeah. Jose, it has to be bigger.
Hope you're listening.
But yeah, so I'm just like enjoying that slower pace Christmas life. You know what I mean?
I'm more like, usually it's crazy up. Coming up to Christmas, especially in London, and it's like, oh, go,
yeah.
Right? But I think because this year it is a bit slower, I'm getting into the Christmas vibes more. Like, we have a fucking Christmas tree in the gas.
It's the Christmas tree that does it.
I watched a Christmas film the other day and everything. I was loving my life.
What Christmas movie?
The Holiday on Netflix. Wouldn't recommend it.
What one's that?
Holidays, it's called.
Oh, well, that sounds bad.
Yeah, but it's, you know why I watched it? It's that blonde one, Julie Roberts' daughter. No, niece.
Who?
Emma Roberts.
Is she Julia Roberts' niece?
Yeah, girl.
What?
You're the one she's in Unfabulous. That was a gay coming of age story.
I loved Unfabulous.
It was stunning.
And I do love her. No, I didn't like Scream Queens that much.
Me either. I felt like I had to because I'm gay.
Yeah, I felt like because it's
and Ariana Grande was in it. It had all the elements that I should stand.
Why didn't it work?
I think it was too, like, hammy.
I don't know why.
Anyway, that's very spooky. We're trying to be Christmassy.
Oh, Christmas.
Rosie.
What's your favourite Christmas movie of all time?
Oh, okay. I love the Santa Claus films.
Yeah.
Where Tim Allen just be getting beard and fat.
That is, yeah, that's definitely one of my favourites from my childhood. Yeah,
Blessing Our Curse, because like he looked stunning at the start of the film and then he starts like aging rapidly, like would, and he's like, oh, I'm becoming Santa unreal. I'd be freaking out.
Yeah, you'd actually have a nervous breakdown.
Why did I just age 30 years in my sleep? It's actually a horror film if you look at it that way.
I adore The Grinch.
Oh,
when Cindy Lou Who is looking out her window and she sings, "Where are you, Christmas? Why have you gone away?" I want to sob.
No, I live for that one. The grown up, like the glam one, and she's in Mamma Mia as well.
Christy
Ransky. Her energy in that.
Her, who mentioned it during the week, was it Pixie Woo? Said about, can we just talk about a quote in a movie? And it was...
And yeah, Pixie, she shared it on Twitter.
The quote that she wears.
Iconic. Also when he goes, I'm not going.
I just love the movie. I think stunning. Throughout it's just, oh, Chef's Kiss. All of the above.
Chef's Kiss for The Grinch. I actually want to watch it.
I think I might rewatch The Grinch. That'd be the only one that I'd probably rewatch. I'd probably watch, like, Home Alone's always on as
no,
well.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like Home Alone?
It's just about a rich family. Like,
they're really rich.
They're like, they went away. He lives in, his gaff is huge.
Yeah,
like,
the gaff is so big.
No wonder it's being fucking robbed.
No, wonder they didn't realise that they were short a kid. Because like, if that was my house, my mom would just come onto the landing in the morning on the way to the airport and open the two doors and go, come on kids.
Also, like, I think looking back on it, the family should have been arrested, or he should have went into care, because they left him and flew across the world.
Well, whatever with the first time.
The second time.
And the third. Well, what happened to the third? Is it the same pretense?
I don't know, I don't like it.
Anyway,
it's
shouldn't
all
have been done. And as well, if you look at it, some of the stuff, now, obviously they shouldn't have been robbing the gaff or whatever. Some of the stuff he does actually really hurts them.
And it's very mean. Just because they're robbing you doesn't mean you need to like burn their face.
Okay, girlies, so obviously, like, this Christmas is going to be a bit different to other Christmases gone by.
And I know you're bae from people saying it. Everywhere
I know.
Every time these days, it's like, so Christmas is going to be a bit different.
Yeah.
But it actually is.
But obviously, it is going to be a bit different.
But,
do you know what I mean?
We'll get through it and we'll be grand.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, it's just, like, ultimately, like, I do like Christmas, but it is just another holiday.
Oh,
do you know
yeah.
what I mean? Another excuse to be eating and drinking too much.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I am looking forward to spending some time at home and
yeah,
just like
oh, I can't wait.
Having a bit of a break and a rest with my family.
Yeah, so me and Kevin are going back this year for Christmas and we're going to obviously get a test mm-hmm. and then we're going to quarantine until that's negative and then just take the precaution, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Be safe.
We're just being safe about it. Like, I know it's a bit of a weird one and like people aren't sure whether to be like making the trip home, and for a lot of people, I suppose it could be their first Christmas away from home,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? So, like, it is going to be, for some people, it is going to be, like, really tough.
But hopefully, the people who are not going back, you have, like, friends that
yeah,
you can make your own little Christmas, like
yeah.
you do in Australia when they'd be having a skit.
Yeah.
Like, Lindsay to be having a skit in Australia with her friends.
But I'd say you'd have a skit in Australia in the sun for Christmas anyway. Like, I like the idea of it.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
I do be jealous at one stage in Christmas when they'd be on the beach.
Yeah, that's what I'd love.
I just love the idea. And me wearing a Santa hat and a red Speedo. Matching
hot.
Red Speedo.
Yeah, that's
that'd
hot.
Be gorgeous.
Yeah, I love the idea of that.
It's a missed opportunity, lads, if you're a gay man and you're not wearing a matching red Speedo with the Santa hat.
You need to do it.
And then your two friends are wearing green ones and they're the elves.
Yeah, but who would volunteer to be the elf?
Depends on if red or green suits are. Like, you'd probably go
I'd be
green.
The elf. Also, I think perhaps it's a blessing in disguise that you can't be meeting up with everyone this year. Do you know what I mean?
What you mean?
Just, you know, the way, like, obviously Christmas is a time, but for me anyway, where I like go and see all these like extended relatives that
oh, okay, like
never
the randoms
see.
That you never see.
Oh, and like I don't know half their names and stuff. They probably don't know who I am and stuff and as well. Like, I don't want to be chatting to some of them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially like they'd be going around and they'd be drinking the Baileys and piss.
Or your random like homophobic second cousin or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't want to have to make the small talk, do you know what I mean? I just don't want it this year.
One thing I was thinking during the week, right, is if you bump into someone over Christmas or like during the holiday season
yeah.
and you don't really know each other, you're kind of acquaintances,
mm-hmm.
let's just normalize just going hi and walking away. Don't try and make small talk, or if you do try and make small talk
yeah
let's normalize going, oh, this is a bit awkward, I'm gonna go.
I'm in full agreement.
Wouldn't
with
that be amazing? Imagine if I bumped into you and I was like, oh, hi, Kevin, you're like, hiya. And then I was just like, oh, hey, I'm going to go before this gets awkward. I mean, to fill the silence with like small talk.
I don't really care what you're up to. Yeah, just continue your day.
Yeah, bye.
That's so true.
Let's normalize the girlies.
Louder for the people in the back.
But also, there are some acquaintances that I love seeing.
Yeah, I
know.
Do you
know the people that you don't really, you're not really friends with them, but when you see them, you're like, love you.
Yeah.
I know that we'd be probably closer friends if we were like...
If circumstances allowed.
Circumstances allowed.
Yeah, I know what you mean, like kindred spirits kind
of
thing.
Yeah, kind of that vibe.
But you never just got the chance to like connect with them fully. Mm-hmm. I do enjoy that too. And as well, like, I know I'm going to sound like an absolute Grinch when I say this, but like, I'm not bothered that people can't be doing the 12 pubs and stuff this year. I know it's like awful for the pubs, like the guests that can't be making the money, but I just think mess.
I love 12 pubs.
You would.
I think some of the rules are a bit chaos.
Yeah. I've never done it, by the way, but I've just decided that I hate it. Like, every year people would be like, oh, do you want to do 12 pubs? And I'd be like, no, absolutely
I
not.
I do think it's a skit.
Is it? But first of all, I wouldn't be getting a pint.
I do love the pints, though.
And if someone told me I had to down my pint because, I don't know, I looked at my phone, I'd go, no.
That's the one thing I used to hate, because I used to go with the lads, very, like, lads.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, PG, you were right on late, 4 shots. And I'd be like, all right. I'd be like, can I not have a pint first?
Oh, sorry, I was busy and I had to...
Like... I was flying back from London, sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I will miss it, though, because I used to have a scream going down the pubs. And then I'd always wear the nicest Christmas jumper. They'd all come in their gammy yokes and I'd be rocking in my custom Christmas jumper.
What's your custom Christmas jumper?
Got in Rocket. Vintage. From London.
You were hated in your friendship group.
They hated me. They were like, oh, the faggot's hair. But I'm also good at, so that's the one chaos that isn't happening. But also the other one is all the chaotic office parties aren't happening either.
Like, which again, I don't care about.
How are you going to hook up with your co-worker and regret it in the morning if you're all on a Zoom call? You're going to have to go into a separate Zoom chat, Skype sex them. I think my agency was like the best. They were like, we're not having a Christmas party. All of you can go out, have dinner, whatever you want, spend 50 quid, a meal, coffee. And then they sent us like this hamper box thing.
Oh, that's
which
lovely.
Which was gorgeous.
Where's the hamper box?
It didn't arrive yet.
What do you mean? Oh, and oh my God. And you're going back to Dublin tomorrow. I'd nearly... What if it gets delivered here while you're gone? I'm here for another week.
You can bring it back in your suitcase for me.
No, Dolly. I'll be consuming it here as a perishable goods.
I don't know.
I'll be looking after it here. One of the things we did in last year's Christmas ep is, first of all, we talked about every aspect of Christmas, I think, that ever was. So even, I remember, because I was like, we obviously knew we were recording like a Christmas episode, and I was like, I could talk about that, or I could talk about everything that I was like planning on talking about. I didn't realise, but we'd actually spoken about in last year's episode.
But there's so many shades to Christmas.
So many shades to Christmas. And one thing we did speak about in the last episode was toys that we both received that we were weak for, right?
Yeah.
But one thing we didn't touch off was the gay shame and the fact that we couldn't really ask for certain gifts that we might have loved to have received but just couldn't for fear of, like, people think we were gay.
And there's only so much manipulation you can do on your sisters to be like, to oh be like, my God, get that's unreal. Isn't that so cool? You love that, don't you? And then my sister was like, no, I don't.
That's the thing. I would never initiate it, but if I saw something that my sister was leaning towards and I thought it was in the slightest bit iconic, I'd be like, you need to get it. I'd be like, get it.
If you could go back to like when you were younger and everyone was like, oh my God, sexuality is a spectrum.
Yeah.
You can be whatever you want. And you lived in a gaff that pure made like hummus from scratch. Yeah.
Toys of no gender.
Yeah. What would you guess?
Oh, I compiled a list. Okay. So these are some of the gifts that I feel like I missed out on.
Oh, you have a list?
I have a list.
I'm dead.
Girlie, it's Christmas. You have to make your list.
Is this your Santa letter?
Okay. So, first toy is the Barbie doll head, you know, the full head.
Well, who didn't want the Barbie doll head that you can do her hair and her makeup?
And as well, my sister used to mangle it. It looked like my sister was licking Smarties and rubbing it on her eyes. Do you know what I mean? Like, it would just be like a bomb of color. She'd be like crimping the hair, and I'd be like, oh, it's damaged. And I'd
don't
be like,
damage
you know
the
what
hair,
I mean?
Babe.
And I'd be like, let's go for something more sophisticated. My sister was kind of doing everyday looks, and I wanted
you
like,
want to do glamour,
evening formal.
Okay,
do you know what I mean? Secondly, Britney Spears fantasy perfume.
Oh, really?
Aye.
Fantasy.
Fantasy pink bottle.
No, you need
the
to
gems.
Get, you need
no,
to get the.
I don't need to get it.
You
it's
need
fantasy,
to get the blue one.
No, fantasy doll.
No, what's the blue one?
Fantasy was the one I wanted. I used to go up to my sister's room when she wasn't there. Not spray it on myself, because everyone would be like, why are you reeking of Sarah's perfume? But I used to just go up and just sniff it. And you know what? That was the fantasy for me. And I used to pretend.
Oh, it is? It's in a blue bottle, babe.
No, that's the fantasy I'm on about.
Oh, no. Oh, you see, different styles. You got Britney Spears fantasy. I'm on about midnight fantasy.
Oh.
That's when shit got real.
That was a bit grown up for me.
Midnight fantasy was bespoke.
Well, midnight fantasy for a young girl sounds a bit chaotic, isn't
it? Yeah, it was for the teenage years,
teenage. Thirdly on my list is the For Real walking dog. Imagine me, right, age 8 or 9, walking through my estate. You know, the dogs that walked with you.
Stunning.
And it barking away and me just like going around with the dog.
I was gutted because I wanted to get one of those as well. Actually, did I get one?
I don't think you did.
I think I did.
You didn't get the toy that I want. Stop saying it just so you can have one up.
But I definitely got... I remember ordering the robot version.
Oh, the robo dog.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not glamour.
It wasn't glamour.
That's not glamour.
But I wanted the real one, I think.
Other honourable mentions... I wanted an inflatable pink chair.
Okay.
I just love the idea
like
of having
a bubble chair.
Bubble chair.
We got them, but not in pink.
Yeah, I wanted a pink one. And finally, easy bake oven.
Easy bake oven.
Like, I feel like that's the reason why I'm not into cooking today.
Because
I feel like I feel like I'd cook more or bake more if I had have started young with the easy bake oven.
Stunning.
Now, also, I can only imagine the chemicals that were going into those cakes in the Easy Bake ovens because they tasted rancid.
I've never had it.
Oh my god. I can't believe actually that people would have consumed those cakes from the Easy Bake oven and they won't take a vaccine. Because what were in those cupcakes?
I don't know. I never had one.
Just try and think of, okay, imagine this. Think of the most artificial thing you've ever tasted.
Yeah.
Right. And then add some fairy liquid. That's what they were.
Really?
That's what. Oh yeah, they were. Yeah.
I would have loved the scoot scoot, skate skate, let's go Barbie girl.
Scoot scooter. Scoot. Skate skate, let's go. Oh my
let's
god.
Let's go Barbie girl. Scoot scoot, skate skate.
Yeah.
Love
oh my
that.
God. Any other?
There was one, it was like a hair braiding tool. Now, I didn't have any hair.
Yeah.
But I would have loved that
you
too.
You could have done other people's hairs.
I would have loved, or like a wig.
Worn a wig.
And you like clip it, so there's like three different things. So you clip your hair to each bit and then it spins. Now, chaos, I think.
Chaos.
Lots of knotted hairs on Christmas Day.
Reminds me of the time I got my Hot Wheel and like retracted and then ran it up my sister's hair and all her hair got tangled in the wheel. I felt very bad.
And then one more thing I would have loved. You know, there were the things before and it was like cardboard and it stuck together and you press it and it was like a fairy that flew in the air.
The flying fairies.
And they spun down.
Yeah.
But I used to get boy versions and I loved the girl ones.
Was there lad versions as well? The girls were stunning because it was like flying Barbies.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Obviously, the last one. More Furbies. Because I had a Furby, but I think it was secondhand from my sister.
Okay. I had a Furby.
I want a Furby now. Why don't we have a Furby in the
Furby
gas?
For the house, but like, because you know, we wanted
we
to
do
the...
We don't need a cat, babe. Let's just get a Furby.
We wanted to do the zebra print puff. Imagine if we got the zebra print puff, but also did the zebra print Furby.
Furby.
Just as like a style choice.
Yeah.
On the shelf.
We'd have to look after it though.
Can you order them still?
I presume so.
I presume you can still get Furbies, right?
I'd love a Furby. Oh my god, I've never wanted something more.
And as well, just annoyingly, and my brothers used to get annoyed as well, I just used to like, I don't know, panic when it came to Christmas sometimes. So like, I did like ask for like some stupid gifts some years. Like one year, like, and as well, I didn't even like water when I was younger, but I wanted, I got the Simpsons water dispenser, you know. I just thought it was so cool.
You were obsessed with the Simpsons?
Because I had the, you know, the three-eyed fish.
Yeah.
You know the three-eyed fish that went swimming through Springfield and had three eyes because of the nuclear waste.
I know who the fish
anyway, I got one of those from my room.
Random.
Pure random. And as well, did you ever get Scooter 2000, the small robot thing with the tray?
Yeah.
At the time, I thought it was
everyone
a great idea because I was like, oh my god, look at me going around with a robot. But the thing was, it was pure rickety rack, so it would be like whatever. And then my carpet as well, it wasn't going too fast. So I remember I used to like put a drink on its tray, but then the drink would always just spill. And I was like, and I think I probably used it for about 2 weeks. And I was like, oh, sorry. And then as well, it takes up so much space.
Yeah, that robot was annoying.
I'm just going to get all my kids like creative gifts.
Yeah, but like by then they're going to be like, Dad, can I have... Like, don't can you buy me a virtual apartment in my, like, world that I live in? You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd hate that.
I feel like by then, everyone's just going to be like, yeah. virtual bits.
But see, are the kids still getting nice bits? They probably are, right?
What do you mean?
As in, like, kids nowadays, like, what are your niece and nephew getting? Are they getting normal toys or are they getting, like, iPad stuff and things?
I'll let you know at Christmas, right? I don't know.
You don't know at all?
No, I just tell Elaine, I go, you just take two presents from their Santa list.
Yeah.
And I'll just buy them.
And you'll get them.
Because I don't want, like, when you're buying for your, like, younger nieces and nephews, especially if you don't, like, live in the country, yeah. should I have a clue what Tess and Finn are into? It
Paw Patrol. Every week. Finn loves Paw Patrol.
But then, is he after growing out of that in the last week? Should I just change my mind every week yeah. when I was younger?
Can we get something for Tess that's just, like, unbelievably iconic?
Well, I already got our pair of stilettos, so...
Oh, well.
I'm joking, I didn't. Imagine me getting stilettos for Tess.
What about some of the Beyonce Ivy Park range? Imagine her in those in the orange and the glasses. But, like, it would be... Can you get in kid sizes?
I don't think so.
I'd love to see Tess in Ivy Park.
I'd love to see her in Ivy Park. So, right. Do you know, last year we were talking about, like, how Jesus was born and stuff?
Yeah.
Like, we gave him a bit of a history.
Yeah,
lesson.
We spoke about that.
I was thinking this year we should give him a bit of the history of Santa.
Okay, now.
So.
You're kind of springing this on me. I don't know much of the history of Santa.
Don't worry, babe. I did the research. So, well, okay. My research now, I watched a YouTube video. Okay.
I'm going to sit back and relax.
So, right.
Yeah.
Santa was actually a person called Nicholas, right?
Yeah.
Right?
That well,
you know
up.
That. But he
Say
was he was born in a gaff that is now Turkey. So he was born in a gaff that's now Turkey, right?
Okay, so what was he going before?
I forget.
Yeah, okay.
But his parents couldn't have kids, right? I'm trying to remember this now. Then his mom got pregnant with him, so they were like, oh my god, miracle baby. Then
so they could have kids.
No, it's a miracle. So, like, they had him, and they were like, "Oh, this is a miracle."
Okay.
Because they were trying for ages, and
trying
they couldn't,
for ages,
yeah.
couldn't have the baby. Then he came out. Okay.
Then they died because of like some disease.
Complications at birth.
No, they got like some disease, like a parasite or something.
Okay.
Then they died. No details, very loose. Then he got adopted by his uncle, who was pure rich.
Okay.
So, but then what happened was Nicholas was sound, right? He was so lovely to everyone, and he noticed that there was these three beautiful girls that their dad wanted to give him away to get married, but he couldn't pay the dowry. You know, like you had back then,
yeah.
you had to pay for the girls to get married, which was chaos.
Yeah.
But he couldn't do that. So then the girls were going to be sold to slaves because he was like, if I can't get them married off, I'm going to just sell them on for a bit of bob. So then Nicholas was like, oh no, that's lousy. So he took some of his gold and threw it down the chimney. And then they were like, oh
what?
My god.
No, go. He saw the girls.
So he was like, he knew this fella in the town.
Was going to sell the girls as slaves.
Was like, oh, couldn't afford to marry them off because
he couldn't
pay for
yeah.
the wedding, right?
So he then.
He was like.
What age is he now?
I don't know the age.
So Nicholas then. Got some gold.
Because he was rich. Like,
the
his uncle
was
a bishop, yeah.
And gave him gold?
No, he was, like, just rich because of being the uncle, the bishop's
okay.
son or whatever.
Okay.
He was just, like, wealthy man.
Right.
Then he threw
So he's a man now?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't specify age in
the YouTube video. Okay.
You're being too specific on the
details.
I'm
just trying to picture, because I just thought of a child on a roof throwing something in the chimney. I was like, get off.
Oh, no, he's being reared by the bishop now at this stage.
I know, but when he put the gold down the chimney, I was thinking, what age?
Okay, I'm thinking late teens.
Okay, late teens. That's it.
So he throws the gold down the chimney because he wanted to do it on the secret because he didn't want to embarrass the dad. But then they thought it was a gift from heaven.
Okay.
And they were weak. Then she got married off anyway, but then there was two more daughters left, so he done it again, but he got caught. And then he was like, oh fuck yeah, it was me, I'm Nicholas, like I'm really generous. Then he didn't really like his wealth, so he used to be like finding people who needed help and
yeah.
helping people. And then they were all like, oh, unreal, they used to all leave their like socks and shoes by the fireplace, like hoping that he comes and they have to put on their stuff to get the gold.
Okay.
Then they were like inspired by his generosity, and then neighbors started being generous to each other.
Okay.
But not telling each other that they're like...
But they had gotten
that
the
gifts. So then they were like, oh, it's Nicholas.
Yeah.
And then they were like, how can he be everywhere at once? Whereas it was really just neighbours being nice to each other.
Okay.
Between the jigs and the reels anyway, starts spreading all over the gaff. He's like travelling around the gaff doing his good deeds. And then he's broke because he gave away all his money because he was just that nice. He was just the nicest guy ever.
But is this based on true story? Is this just like the YouTube video? Is it just like,
fourth,
like an animation?
Fourth century.
Is it fact?
Well, it's saying it's fact.
It is, like, okay.
Who knows? There was no iPhones back then, so they couldn't record him.
And then, like, the whole idea of him, like, wearing the red outfit and living in the North Pole, that's all just, like, fictitious because it was, like, for commercialism, is it?
Well, the video was 15 minutes long and I watched 5 minutes, so I didn't get to there, but that's the start of it.
But that's how it came about, more or less.
That's the origin story of Santa.
I kind of love that.
Because the kids then, in different parts of the world, were writing to him being like, I'm poor as well and I want this and this. Because they knew how kind he was and he brought joy. And then he died and got made a saint and stuff like this.
So he actually is a saint, St. Nicholas. Yes.
Now, girlies, as with anything I say on the podcast, pinch of salt.
But also, that does sound plausible.
Doesn't it?
Well, I don't know if he was firing gold down the chimney.
Well, that's the only thing I remember properly, and that was true.
But why could he not just, like, leave it outside the door?
Because he didn't want to embarrass the dad.
Yeah.
They lived in a very small gaff, like.
Leave it outside the door. I suppose someone would take it.
Like, if you were in your room and someone tried to leave something outside the door, you'd be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm giving you gold
because you're poor. And then you'd be like, oh, I'm mortified. I wish you threw it down the chimney.
Why don't they teach us this in school?
They're too busy, I don't know.
But they should teach us this for Christmas.
I just love the fact that, like, he was so kind that he inspired other people to be kind.
To start giving.
So, girlies, if someone does a really kind gesture for you this Christmas,
yeah,
keep it moving. We need to be kind to each other, especially this year of all years.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Let's just make that extra effort. If someone bugs you, just go, something's happening with them.
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
Count to 10.
Do you know what I mean?
Count to 10.
Or just be like, who hurt you, babe? Let's talk about it.
Or count to 10.
Or give them gold. I'm kind of panicking because all this talk of Christmas is making me realise how unprepared I am.
Really?
Like, I haven't sent one Christmas card, never mind get a present.
But do you usually send Christmas cards?
Back in the day, I used to be... I used to have carpal tunnel in my wrist from writing
all the cards.
Remember when you were younger, you'd have to give one to everyone in your class?
That's the thing. Well, like, I would still be kind of selective, but I kind of loved
it. You were not that bitch.
Well, you wouldn't do one for everyone.
Oh, I had to. And also what I used to do is
I
used to write one for everyone and then bring two spare in case I forgot anyone, because I wouldn't want anyone to feel left out at Christmas.
Yeah, of course.
Now, shut them out during the year.
But at Christmas,
you know what I mean?
I think what I did was I used to make sure that they'd give me one first and then I'd give one. You know what I mean? Because, like, tit for tat, you want to be giving me a card.
But as well, like, my mum should have been monitoring me writing them because I can't spell for shit, so I was definitely spelling all their names wrong.
But that's cute.
Okay.
I remember, so we used to do like a Christmas card charity thing with in school, right, when I was in the comp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we used to like design cards or whatever, or like there would be a competition to like design the Christmas cards.
All the gays rose to the top of that one.
Well, they did, right, but the thing was then we would then like package them as well.
So sweatshop.
Like, we kind of did a sweatshop scenario like in the lead up to Christmas. But I remember there was war one year because when some of the lads were packing them, they were writing dicks on the inside of all the cards. And I remember, like, Siobhan had us,
they
like,
were in.
They were, and we had to go away and, like, you had to go around your pack and, like, try and sell them. Obviously, someone who had paid for the cards, like, opened them up and realised there was a load of knobs drawn on them or whatever, rang the school. Will I remember?
Oh, my God.
War that year. Absolute war. And I remember being like, but I was also like, who's doing willies on the Christmas cards?
No, it's kind of hilarious.
Now, it's weird because when I remembered it earlier, I was laughing and I was thinking,
I think it's hilarious.
I didn't find it one bit funny at the time.
Oh, you were snapping. I think you called the assembly, did you?
I was raging at the time, but like,
the principal was skitting and you goes, no, you're going to have to set an example for these kids.
Me, we're going to have to find out who was and they're getting
expelled.
Did we
ever find out?
Nah, so who's going to come forward and say it was me drawing the willies?
Anyone from Douglas Com? Is anyone from Douglas Com listening?
There's not.
If anyone from Douglas Com by chance listens, if you know the perpetrator of the willies, let us know.
Are they listening?
I think it was Padraig.
Maybe it was Padraig.
You're gay. Sounds like Padraig. We spoke about this last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just not religious, right? So I do think sometimes I miss out on a bit of the Christmasness because I don't go to the mass and stuff like this.
Yeah.
But I'm loving the crib still.
I do love the crib, and I love the the dramatics of the crib, and the fact that you'd only put the baby Jesus in on Christmas Day.
That's what I love, and he's gone. We talked about it in detail last year, but I just loved it, and I forgot one story, right? We used to have this gorgeous crib in our garden.
Yeah.
Now, it was full of all, like, the
hay.
Characters. Yeah, obviously, it's a fucking crib. It was full of hay.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were saying it's full of hay.
But it was obviously full of hate, so crazy.
Okay, go on, what else was it full of?
But the characters were kids. So, like, they were, like, little porcelain characters, but it was, like, a baby Mary, like, a baby
Joseph,
a baby wife, which kind of, looking back, and I know it feels kind of weird, because it's, like, a baby giving birth to a baby.
Yeah,
but it was just cute. It was very, like, we got it in Japan. Very kawaii.
Yeah,
quite.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we used to have it in the hallway. Didn't someone... But, like, we used to have it in the hallway of our gaff, right?
Yeah.
My mum came in one day, was, like, putting the shopping away, came back. Someone was after taking on with the crib. Someone robbed our crib out of our hallway.
Was your door open?
Yeah.
Why?
Your mum was bringing in the shopping or something.
And someone came in and robbed the crib.
Robbed the crib?
No, they didn't.
They did?
What?
It was a crib robber.
Why would you rob a crib?
I feel like it was some nun.
But was it a stunning crib?
It was cute, kawaii like.
Maybe someone had an issue with the fact that they were baby figurines.
Yeah. But, like, why would you rob a crib?
Why would you... Now, speaking of robbing a crib, has anyone seen the minimalist cribs that they're doing at the moment?
How can you have a minimalist crib?
Oh, they're brilliant, right? So, it's like a crib that would, like, look stunning in, like, you know, a modern home, right?
But, like, how can it be minimalist?
There is one stunning one, and it's just... They're all pieces of different shapes of glass. So, like, the Mary one is, like, a large blue... The angel, like, is a small, like, kind of yellow light.
It sounds tacky.
No.
Show me a pic.
Where's my phone?
We'll post a pic on our story or something.
Where's my phone? Where's my phone, actually?
I don't know, babe.
What's there?
What the fuck is that?
So this is... Look at the cubes.
Kevin.
That's Mary.
They're children's building blocks. That's a child's building blocks.
But I love how pared back it is.
No, there's paired back and then there's just different coloured blocks that a child would stack on. It's like Lego.
Okay, they're the blocks. They're hilarious, those ones with just the word written on it.
That's like Scrabble.
But look, tell me the glass isn't stunning.
I really don't understand what that's meant to be.
Because it's like, you're saying...
Abstract.
Yeah, abstract.
Is that little circle meant to be Jesus?
Yeah, the circle's Jesus. And then that's Mary in the blue glass. The kind of semicircle.
Jesus is raging. He died on the cross and they're bringing him back as a little semicircle.
But I'm saying...
The wise men are stunning.
The wise men
very
are stunning.
Very ditto from Pokemon energy.
Very ditto with the wise men. I think they're stunning, do
you know? We'll have to share them on the day that this goes live because you won't have a clue what we're on about.
Honestly, I think they're stunning. Now, I said they're
very
expensive.
I just feel like all the posh girlies will have them.
But that's why I kind of...
No, give me the caricature tacky crips.
Yeah, I do like caricature.
You need the hay.
Oh, there's the one there of all the different colour Henry Hoovers.
I'm dead at that. Sorry, no. They're saying being gay is a sin, but you can have a fucking Henry Hoover crib.
Yeah, sorry, but... Well, I actually think it was a gay person who did the Henry Hoover
crib.
Oh,
iconic.
Yeah, iconic. So, because I feel like we had, like, spoken about everything in the last Christmas episode, like, I don't even know if there was, like, the need for a Christmas party too.
Babe, there's every year we're going to do a Christmas episode.
I know. But anyway, but I was like trying to think of other like Christmas things and I was like, have I used all my memories of Christmas? So I got onto...
all of your memories. You're 27, babe.
But I got onto Robert and I was like, oh, is there any other like funny Christmas stories or whatever?
Yeah.
And basically, he sent me on this voice note. I'm like, should we actually just insert voice note
yeah.
here? Would we just do that?
I think it's time Rob gets a shout out on
the show. He'll actually be weak for this. But, right, so I messaged him and I said...
So this is Rob, our manager, / Kevin's brother.
So Robert says, did you talk about the time when Mam got me the same PlayStation game that I already had and made me send a fax to Santa?
What?
And I goes, what a fax, in caps. Send me a voice note now. Right, anyway.
I love that intro.
I asked for some 007 game or something for the PlayStation 2 and... opened up the game on Christmas Day. And remember when Mum and Dad had the old phone in their bedroom and it was the fax machine, and opened it up and I was like, oh, what's this? I was like, I have this game already. And Mum was like, oh, we'll have to fax Santa there straight away. And I had to write out a letter and say, hi Santa, there's been a mistake. I asked you for, say, the world is not enough and you gave me Die Another Day or GoldenEye or something, and I was like, can you please get someone to drop it back or something. And like, I don't know, mum made me fax the letter, and like, in like, who we're faxing it to, I don't even know. But yeah, made me put through a fax. Oh, and she had to wait till St. Stephen's Day to run down and exchange the game.
Honestly, Dad, I never knew that happened.
Sorry, no Phil taught on our feet.
But my dad had a fax machine for work, like, which I don't know if anyone... Did you ever have a fax machine in your house?
I don't even know what a fax machine is.
I still don't understand the concept of a fax. You would literally, like... It's like an email, but you would do, like, a physical copy of it first. No, so then it would come
like,
out.
They, like, scan...
Yeah.
Scan a piece of paper.
It's like a scanner to a scanner.
Do we sound very... Like, old people listening to this are like, what the fuck?
Like, it's just a fax machine. But how funny that she made him send a fax. Not I'm like, dead. Oh, you can write another letter, bring him up and make him... But now, the one thing is... Because she made him fax, I do think that seems all very legit. You know what I mean? You'd be like, oh, you can get through the Santa by a fax.
Oh, yeah, you'd be like, okay, fab.
Oh, my God, what a laugh.
But, like, quick thinking.
Quick thinking, Phil. Oh, she always...
Brilliant.
She was always able for it.
Unreal. Now, I'd be raging if I was Rob and I was looking forward to playing my game on Christmas Day.
Oh, yeah, and you got the same game.
Speaking of your mam, let's get on to Mam Knows Best.
Right, okay. Will I put my mam first?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten room to listen to it first. Usually I vet my mam. Because I never know what question she's going to answer. So I'm like, in case it's anything too chaotic, you know?
I'm dead.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi everyone, so my question this week is... What do you do if you're dating someone and you think he's too handsome for you? So, hi there. My advice to you would be you do absolutely nothing. Nada. You sit back and you enjoy the relationship, knowing that he clearly sees something very beautiful in you too. And, you know, you sound like a bit of a self-doubter. You know, what does he see in me? He's so handsome. Absolutely not. You need to get up now every morning and take a spoon of self-confidence with your breakfast. You know, beauty is something that's in the eye of the beholder. And we all see different things in different people. But you need to just stop the self-doubting. And I mean, you don't know, he may very well be out and about, but his buddies are sitting somewhere saying, oh my God, I just can't believe my luck. She's so beautiful. And I'm definitely punching above my weight. I think that's the expression anyway. So no self-doubting now. You're in a relationship. He's very easy on the eye. That's great. And you need to sit back, relax and enjoy it. Okay, good luck.
Oh,
sorry now, but I am getting take a spoon of self-confidence with your breakfast printed on a tee and we're selling it.
You're printing too much on tees.
We're going to start the shop with just quotes from the pod on a tee, and
from
that's one
mams,
of them.
We'll have to give our mams a cut.
Take a spoon of self-confidence with your breakfast and it's going to be printed on a spoon, on a cereal spoon engraved.
Yeah, I love spoon merch.
Also, girl. Feck off. Like, he's not too handsome for you.
Yeah. Now, I've actually been in situations before I've been like, you know, where you think like, oh, I'm punching.
Yeah.
But I think it's exactly what my mum says. He could be going home thinking the same thing. Do you
exactly.
know what I mean?
But like, obviously, if you're attracted to the other person, you're going to think they're better. It'd be weird if you were like, they're punching with me. Like, if she was like, he's punching. But like, you would see you're attracted to the person that you're with. Yeah. So you'd be like, if you were like, I'm still better looking, that means you like yourself more than you like the person you're meant to be attracted to. It's so weird. No, it's grand.
Yeah, girly, you're fucking gorgeous.
Honestly, gorgeous. And well, we don't know what you look like, but
also,
we just presume because we have to say that.
Exude the energy. Just go around thinking you're beautiful and you're past that bitch, and that will, like, you know, rub off on other people.
Do you know as well, like, the older I get, it's like, if you think you're beautiful and you exude the confidence of beauty, people go,
show me how you exude beauty.
I'm doing it right now. But people just go, oh my god, you're stunning. And you go, thanks, babe. You know what I mean? Like, the only person doubting yourself is you, babe.
Yeah, just, I think just, like, yeah, shoulders back, girly.
Right, Nuala. No, I didn't listen to my mams either. Which is chaos, because they're the same as someone send me.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, Nuala.
My question today is, what do you do if you are dating someone that you think is too handsome for you? Well, dear listener, why would you say that? Beauty comes from within. Now you are lucky as long as he is good to you, as well as being handsome. And he must think you are beautiful too, which I think you are. Really, only you need to believe in yourself more and more. Say positive things about yourself each day. Pick a few traits about yourself and repeat them over and over again until you believe and feel comfortable about. And I am sure your boyfriend is with you because he wants to be, as you are a beautiful person inside and out, and I bet lots of envious friends about. I think he is very lucky as he has the best of both worlds. Be happy, go for it. He chose you because you are you. Good luck.
Oh.
We really need to start checking the questions because like, our mams are just
That's the second time that's happened in the last whatever month.
But also they both kind of basically said the same thing. Yeah, believe in yourself.
Everything was echoed by our mam, like, you know, what my mam said about just like kind of believing in yourself. He's with you for a reason.
And also, like, you shouldn't have to be validated by him. Like.
Oh, I love that.
But you know what I mean? Like, who cares? Like, he's lucky to be with you, girl.
Yeah.
You need to say that to yourself.
Yeah.
In the morning, if you end up not being with him, your confidence shouldn't fall apart. You need to be confident on your own. You shouldn't have a partner. Shouldn't be there to validate you, basically. Yeah. Was that very intense?
No, very accurate. Mm. It's so random that, like, we've been doing, this is our, what, 56th ep or what?
Yeah.
And then our mums went for the same questions there.
Yeah, because we always just send them all and then they pick, but they're after picking the same ones. Twice.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Now, we will have to check it because if they're answering the same one every week.
Oh, I'm going to run at the wall.
Yeah, there's no point.
And also, they're both kind of saying the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, girlies, that's the Christmas ep. Ho, ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho. May the Yuletide bring joy. What's that saying?
Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Girlies.
We're putting that on a tee as well.
It's the name of the ep.
No.
Make the Yuletide gay.
Make the Yuletide gay. Okay, maybe.
I love what how is you a always Yuletide? Come around. I don't know.
Well, it's gay anyway.
What's a Yuletide?
So
then?
Work my mouth.
Make it gay. What's a Yuletide?
Yuletide, but make it gay. That's the episode title.
Okay. Oh, it's an archaic term for Christmas.
Yes.
Yeah, so Yuletide is Christmas.
So I can be like work Yuletide or like happy Yuletide.
Yeah.
I feel like a witch.
I kind of love Yuletide.
I love Yuletide.
Why has it stopped being used?
We're bringing back Yuletide, girls.
Girlies, if there's people to do it, it's going to be us.
Yeah.
We're bringing back Yuletide.
And we're putting on the tea.
Now, I don't know who I think I am saying if there's people to do it, it's going to be us. But you know what I mean? Girlies, you know, you love our lingo.
Anyway, no matter where you're spending Christmas, we hope you have the best day and we're sending you loads of love.
Yeah. Happy Christmas, girlies. I hope it's a lovely one. And just remember as well, I know it's nice to have a nice Christmas, but also it is just another day.
And if you don't celebrate Christmas, I hope you enjoy your time off if you do get time off anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Crack open the selection boxes. I was going to say, kiss someone under the mistletoe, but you shouldn't.
No, just have a glass of wine. Also, girlies, because it's Christmas, don't kill us. We're taking a week off.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll have this episode, but then there'll be a week's gap between Christmas and New Year. Because we need a time, we need a break.
We need a break for a week, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, girlies, we'll be back, don't worry.
We'll be back in the New Year. Oh, my God, we won't see until the New Year.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so.
I think that's correct.
We'll have to check the cal.
We'll have to check the calendar, but girlies.
Anyway,
until
bye, girlies.
2021.
Ho, ho, ho.
Take care, girlies. Love
bye,
you, loves.
Love bye. You. Bye.
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 Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.